You're listening to SBS News.
A rescue operation was launched off a southern Greek island after a sailboat carrying up to 100 migrants hit rocks and sank in high winds late on Wednesday local time. The Coast Guard said its vessels, private boats and a rescue helicopter were involved in the effort off the coast of the island of Kythira, around 225 kilometres south of Athens. Videos on social media showed locals and rescuers lowering ropes to help migrants climb up cliffs on the seafront. Stephen Castrisios witnessed the shipwreck and raised the alarm.
I was at home and I heard distant screaming. I came out to the balcony and could see this yacht going back and forth. And at first I thought it was just like a party boat, you know, and they were yahooing. But then I saw all these torches going into the water and I was like, oh, okay, someone's fallen in. This is not a party boat. I drove to the Coast Guard. No one was there. I begged the guy upstairs to call the police. I think someone had already called the police by that point because a cop did turn up, one guy, pretty quickly.
Eventually, nearby villagers helped to pull survivors up high cliffs to safety using ropes, and it was only later that the horrors of what he had seen began to sink in.
My neighbour, you know, thinks that the rescue effort was a miracle, and that might be true. I was a bit critical of the fact that it took like 2 or 3 hours to get rope over the cliff and to really get this system going, you know, because it just didn't seem that it was that complicated to do, and to listen to people screaming for help for 2 or 3 hours.
The pleasure yacht was overloaded with migrants heading to Italy from Turkey, but in strong winds it struck a rocky inlet and disintegrated just a few hundred meters from the beach of Diakofte on the island's east coast. Abdul Ghadfar Amur from Afghanistan was one of the migrants rescued by the villagers.
We wanted to go to Italy from Turkey. It was the third night that we was in travel. And then once we sit in this point, and then the captain, he just lost the way. We lost the way, and then we didn't know where we are. We crashed a stone near the pole. So, and then after that, the waves was too much high, about 6 meters. So then the waves brought the ship beside the stones, and then we tried to save our life, but most of our friends, they have died.
This is the second ship carrying migrants to be wrecked off the Greek islands in a week. Just days earlier, Italy commemorated the 9th anniversary of one of the deadliest Mediterranean shipwrecks in recent memory, the 2013 capsizing of a migrant ship off Lampedusa in Sicily, in which 368 people died. UN refugee officials say the overall numbers of migrants seeking to come to Europe by land or sea has decreased over the years to an average of around 120,000 annually, which they call relatively manageable compared to the 7.4 million Ukrainians who fled their homeland this year to escape Russia's invasion. But Shabia Mantu, a spokeswoman for the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, says the routes across the Mediterranean Sea are far from safe or easy.
But we know that the weather conditions were quite adverse in the region. Unfortunately, this is heartbreaking to see another tragedy at sea and so many lives being lost. So it does really require some concerted action to address the situation of people resorting to these very dangerous and risky journeys in the absence of sufficient alternative pathways to safety.
She says from January to October this year, there have been around 109,000 refugees and migrants arriving to a number of Mediterranean countries. But she says the death toll is climbing, with more than 1,200 people who are recorded dead or missing so far in 2022.
But we do know that people are becoming increasingly desperate when there's an absence of pathways to safety, that they will continue to be exploited by unscrupulous smugglers, and unfortunately will be risking their lives in these journeys. But we really have to wait for more details to come in about this incident to understand exactly what happened.
Ms. Mantu points out that the fact that Europe coped with more than 7 million Ukrainian refugees shows that when there is political commitment and action and a concerted responsibility-sharing approach, these numbers are manageable. Alan Lee, SBS News.